On Tuesday, a New York-based hedge fund took control of the Tampa Bay Area alternative weekly newspaper Creative Loafing by winning a bankruptcy court auction against the weekly chain's founding family. Atalaya Capital Management won the auction with a $5 million bid and pledged to keep the Tampa and Sarasota papers, as well as the company's four other alt-weeklies, up and running. David Warner is the editor of Creative Loafing. He says readers of the paper in the Tampa Bay area don't have to worry about the publication going anywhere soon.
I have to say, there was, within the office, and I think, I hope among the readers, there's a great deal of relief and real optimism. And maybe a little surprise, because I know that we knew that they had brought in some very strong journalistic veteran to help them make this transition, because Atalaya is not a media company, it's an investment firm, a hedge fund, and so that was encouraging.
Those journalists include former Los Angeles Times editor Jim O'Shea, Richard Gilbert, a former executive with the Des Moines Register and the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and Michelle Levin, formerly the New Times alternative weekly chain. Atalaya's successful bid to buy the six papers means the owner of the Creative Loafing chain, Ben Eason, is no longer associated with the organization. The Eason family founded the company in 1972. In 2007, Eason borrowed $40 million to buy two big alternative weeklies, the Chicago Reader and the Washington City Paper, to go along with the company's four original papers. Eason has been quoted as saying that those purchases did not lead the company having to declare bankruptcy earlier this year, instead blaming the poor economy, which has seen print advertising dry up, as well as the continued popularity of Craigslist for sucking up some traditional advertising as well. Sherry Smith is the publisher for Creative Loafing in Tampa.
I think that it was, you know, a decision that a business owner has to make at some point in a very highly volatile and evolving landscape. I mean, it certainly has, you know, everybody in media has felt what's happened in terms of the internet interruption to our business and having to adapt to that and the economic downturns. I mean, I don't know if I would have made the same decision, but it wasn't mine to make, and we did the best that we could through all of that.
The latest named journalist to be leaving Creative Loafing is political editor Wayne Garcia, who announced on Tuesday that he is leaving the paper to teach journalism at the University of Florida. His voluntary departure follows the termination of noted staffers in the past year, like music writers Eric Snyder and Wade Tantangelo, and reporter Alex Pickett. Garcia says he hopes to continue to contribute to the paper occasionally. But despite that, editor David Warner says that he has been told by the management of Atalaya Capital that they are serious about maintaining, if not improving, the journalism in Creative Loafing.
Well, I'm in the process of interviewing and looking at replacement or replacements for him, and although we haven't had any real concrete talks yet about what might happen to our editorial budgets with a new ownership, I think there are some encouraging signs that I might be able to, in addition to just that replacement, make some additional make some other additions as well.
In the past year, more resources have seemingly been exhausted on beefing up Creative Loafing's website, including the addition of many local citizens of various backgrounds blogging on the internet site. Publisher Sherry Smith.
I think it's really working out well. We've had tremendous growth online. I was just looking since January of this year when we relaunched our website and the new design. It's not just about new design. It was about inviting community members to be part of our community online. And we've honestly, like you said, put a lot of focus on the website. Anytime you put focus on something, that's where the energy goes and the development and the creativity goes. We fully intend to come back around to our print product and do the same evaluation and innovation and creativity to the print product that we've been focusing on online.